Doesn't matter what my score sheet says. The scoreboard said 66 for South Iron, 54 for Perryville. That's your final score. And now joining us is Dusty Dinkins, the head coach of the South Iron Panthers. Coach, second half dominance. Explain how that happened so well for you guys.
Well, we didn't come out to start the third very well. I'm not sure. They may have went on a 9-0 run to start the third. We had to regroup, stop the bleeding a little bit. And from that point on, I thought that, you know, we got more aggressive on both ends of the court and played the way we need to play to be able to compete against good basketball teams.
You finished the second half on a 43-23 run. And I think one of those early timeouts for you in that third quarter after an 11-0 run for the Pirates to start it off really just got things turned around. Was it that one moment there in that timeout, or was it several timeouts that you had to use to kind of get the guys mentally ready for their defense?
I think we came out after that timeout and did a pretty good job. Just got to remind young teams of certain things that they have to do right, the little things that they have to do right, and we were able to make that adjustment, and really proud of our guys. And you know, we've kind of had some struggles this year of, you know, balanced scoring and guys making timely shots. And tonight we had some big shots being made by some guys and some really great plays there. I'm really proud of the team effort.
It looked like early on defensively when Perryville was getting the ball to the middle of the floor, middle of the paint with Chase Brown and Cole Gerstenberger, it was 3-4 Panthers around those guys. And I think maybe it took a little while for defense to be effective. Gerstenberger ended up with 15, and Brown only had 4. So you really did a great job of shutting down Chase Brown. But what do you think made the difference? Was it just maybe so many bodies around them eventually made them panic a little bit, or how do you think that defense was able to slow those guys down?
Yeah, I think that helped, you know, having a guy between him and the basket and having other guys converge. And, you know, we've got some guys that have some pretty good hands, and, you know, just a real key for us is, you know, we got to poke a ball loose or get a fingertip on it or find some way to disrupt a rhythm of a player. And you know, we were able to do that enough. And we just got to scrap things out and just try to, you know, be as tough as we can to make it tough on our opponent to find a great shot. And just felt like in the second half we did a much better job of that. And it's a lot easier to go back and play defense when you're making shots on the offensive end too. It kind of gives you a little bit of life and a little bit extra effort there. So really, really great job second half. Really proud of our guys.
And, you know, Perryville really struggled from beyond the perimeter. I imagine that probably helped a little bit in deciding ultimately that, yeah, let's go ahead and condense our defense in the middle of the paint around those bigs.
Yeah, that's a difficult task for us right now where we, if we play a team that really shoots it well from outside and really also has an inside force. So, you know, we were excited that we were able to, you know, not have to guard both of those areas at a high level, and it just worked out up for us tonight.
Let's switch from defense to offense. Brock Wakefield impressed us quite a bit with his continuous attack mode. And not only that, but he's got some sweet dribbling skills as well, an excellent decision maker, a freshman. I mean, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around a freshman being able to put up 23 and do what he did tonight against Perryville.
Yeah, he does a great job. We've got a lot of really nice young players that, you know, are going to have some exciting years in front of them if they continue to work hard. And he has been a hard worker. He's put a lot of time in the gym on his own. He works on his game second to no one. He's puts a lot of time into it, and he's really an important piece to our puzzle right now, and just really proud of him. And, you know, we ask a lot of all of our guys, and it's sometimes a very difficult thing when you ask a lot from young players, and we're just really proud of the way they're battling and competing, and really proud of Brock and the impact he's making right now at the varsity level.
Now, I will admit, I couldn't quite tell between Garrett Hovis or Luke Lunyu. There was a big three-pointer in the fourth quarter. You guys were starting to stretch the lead out, and it forced Dustin Wingert to call a timeout. Do you remember who that was?
Yeah, I think it was Hovis. I think so.
I think it was, too.
I think.
When you get a 21-11, it's kind of, you know, from the angle.
Yeah.
Okay, so I put it down as Hovis. So with that, Hovis had 13. Mm-hmm. He had a strong second half, all 13 of his points coming in the second half.
Yeah, he's a senior for us, and, you know, we expect him to do those types of things all game long. And he's been, you know, a great teammate as far as accepting these young kids and really trying to lead them and trying to do the right things. And really proud of him. He had a great second half. He's, you know, our biggest, strongest guy, and he has to go to work against 6'4", 6'5", guys every night. And that's a tall task, and we're really, really excited to see him offensively explode there in the second half. He's one of those guys that needs to get in that range, if not more than that, every night out.
I know you talked about the early struggles defensively, but would you say that second half might be the best 16 minutes your guys have put together of this year?
I think we executed some things in the full court defensively that we're trying to improve upon. And then, you know, when we got back down inside the paint, we were able to find ways to keep them from scoring. And that's the bottom line. We have to have guys, you know, they have to make impacts on both ends of the court, but especially the defensive end of the court. So I was really proud of that.
You guys are the 11th seed to pull off the first major upset of this tournament, defeating 6th seed Perryville 66-54. Next task at hand, the Farmington Knights. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
That's going to be a really tough one. We're trying to get to the level that they're playing on right now. They have a lot of experience, a lot of great players, and they know how to get the job done. And we're still trying to figure out how to do that for four quarters. So, you know, it's going to be a really, really tough night for the Panthers. But, you know, that's why, you know, you play this game. You want to be challenged. You want to go out there and you want to make sure that you're trying to do your best to represent yourself, your family, your school to the best of your ability and be together as brothers, as teammates, and go out there and see what you can do. But, you know, it's going to be a really – you know, we're not unrealistic. We know how good they are, and we know where we're at, and we're going to have to do things really well just to stay in the basketball game.
Well, the nice thing about getting the late-night game, the last game of the night, is you get the last game of the night the next day as well. So plenty of rest for you guys. Congratulations, Coach, on the victory, and good luck tomorrow against Farmington.
Okay, appreciate you, Cass. Thank you.
Dusty Dinkins, head coach of the South Iron Panthers. They get the job done as the 11th seed, upsetting the Perryville Pirates 66-54 here tonight on J98. So the Central Christmas Tournament.